Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna, grace to you, Jesus is Lord.
Heavenly Father, we worship you. We thank you for this privilege you have given unto us again to study your word, to observe your word, to give keen interest to your word, and to learn from your word. We ask, O Lord, that this time we'll be spending in your presence shall be profitable to us. It shall edify every listener, and it shall bless us indeed. And every one of us that desire one miracle or the other, via this word, miracles shall spring out from us in the mighty name of Jesus. We have prayed. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving me utterance. Be thou exalted, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, Pastor Chimdi unfailingly could not make it. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we are trusting God. We are going to have a good time in the study of the miracle at the pool of Bethesda. Amen. Just a quick recap. Last week we got further understanding on how strongholds in the mind limits us. Praise God. We got to understand that the end result of the mercy of God isn't forced, but it has to be what? Entreated. The mercy of God is never forced. The mercy of God has to be what? Entreated. Praise the Lord. And so we went further to understand that God, Yahweh, that we serve, is a polite God. He'll never force things on us. Amen. If we are not proactive to know what we need, He makes us reactive by giving us what promptings in our spirit. But He will never force His will on us. Praise God. So until a man comes to terms with the fact that he needs a miracle, he needs God. I mean, it's more like provision is there, but until you are ready for that provision, you can't access it. That's just it. Praise the Lord. God doesn't actually care about what we like. We learned this. What God cares about is what is good for us, not really what we like. I mean, if you leave some people, they like everything. Praise God. But not everything is good for us. The Bible says some things are what? Expedient. It is only those things that are expedient that matter. Praise the Lord. And He says, we also understood that loving as God is, He will never ask man the question, would you? You know, like after what happened in Genesis chapter 3, where Adam ended up telling God, God, you are responsible for this kind of woman that, you know, made me sin against you. Praise the Lord. We have to come to terms with the fact that we need a miracle before we can receive a miracle from God. Praise the Lord. And we also understood that when you cry for mercy, you have to wait. There is a place for waiting. After we cry for mercy, there is a place of waiting patiently. After you cry to God for a change, after you cry to God for His mercy, you have to wait. Praise the Lord. He says you wait because mercy will always show up. Never give up. Don't throw in the towel because you have spoken to one or two uncles. You have spoken to people around you and you feel that the same way men have failed you, Yeshua is going to fail you the same way. No. Please take that mindset off. Jesus never fails. He is the present help in time of trouble. He will always show up. All it demands from us is that we wait after we what? We pray. After we cry for mercy, we must wait. Praise the Lord. And so today we are going to proceed further in our understanding of how mental strongholds deny us the fullness of what God has in store for us. Still from the story of the sick man at the pool of Bethesda. Praise the Lord. If we look at the scripture in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, we are going to read it. It says, "And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made what? Whole. The man was made whole. He took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was what? Sabbath." Praise the Lord. So in addition to the confusion that our mental strongholds also make us to have a lot of excuses, as seen in the response of this sick man that Jesus wanted to heal. If you read the previous verses from verse 5, we began from verse 5, you'll discover that when Jesus met this man wanted healing, yes, but he was locked up, he was sulking in the fact that, yes, I want healing, but look, there's no one to help me. There's no one to help me. And even by the time I get someone to help me, then someone else is already in the pool and I'm not able to get the healing any longer because the pool is tiered for just one man. Just one man per time. Praise the Lord. But in this case, he was telling Jesus, who is unlimited, the same story. Praise the Lord. Let me use the easy English version from verse 5. It says, one man, they had been ill for what? 38 years. Now verse 6 says, Jesus saw this man who was lying there. And Jesus knew that the man had been ill like this for a very long time. So he asked the man, do you want to get well? Do you want to be healed? And the sick man in verse 7 says, sir, I do not have anyone who will help me. I need somebody who will put me into the pool. When the water starts to move, I try to get in. But someone else always gets in before me. Somehow, some of us have this experience. Someone ends up getting what we are longing for, what we are striving for, what we are working hard for. Because we are limited in some ways. Praise the Lord. And verse 8, Jesus said to him, look, I don't care what it is you have been suffering. I don't care what it is that has been the reason why you have not been healed, why you have been lying down here for 30 years. All I care to tell you now is get up, pick up your bed and what? Walk. And verse 9 says, the man became well immediately. There was no waste of time. He picked up his bed and he walked. The day when this happened was a Sabbath day. Hallelujah. So look, it doesn't matter the circumstances. You just have to break mental strongholds in order to push forward to get what is supposed to be yours. This year, 2024, we need to wake up. We need to arise. We need to arise. We need to arise. Although this excuse of this man sounded and looked cogent, you know. I mean, I have no man. It's true he had no man. For everyone that has gotten their healing, someone was stationed to really do the pushing fast. But before he got somebody or before he tried to roll into the water, someone else in, and then the person has gotten the miracle. Praise God. So although this sounded... this excuse sounded very cogent to the sick man. It was not cogent enough for Jesus. And Jesus did not want the excuse of this man. Jesus did not want to hear, I have no man. Jesus had been passing this gate like we've learned. It means that he has been watching this man. He's been watching him. And so the story of I have no man, he knows about it because probably he has seen him begging alone. No one has been there assisting him in any way or the other. So, hey, your reason can be cogent. Your reason can be sound to you. But to Christ, it is not sound. It is not cogent. Praise the Lord. And this is the reason why, as believers, we are admonished to continually do what? Pull down strongholds. Especially mental what? Strongholds. Hallelujah. These reasons, this excuse, they were not cogent enough for Jesus. Jesus was not ready to hear, I have no man to stand for me. I have no man to help me. As long as Jesus was concerned, I have no man. These four words, I have no man, has been the barrier to him receiving his healing. I have no man will always stand in the way of anyone that is operating with this mental stronghold from receiving what? Healing. The long desired healing. Amen. So Jesus made the sick man to take the move that he was waiting for a man to help him to take all these 38 years. Jesus made the sick man to make that move himself. Hey, how many of us are standing? How many of us are ready to make that move that you have been expecting somebody to make on your behalf? Enough of looking on people. Enough of looking onto a title. Enough of looking onto an office. Enough of looking onto a structure. Enough of looking onto a system. It is time for you to do that which you are expecting others to do for you. Jesus made this sick man to take the move that he was waiting for a man to help him to take all these 38 years. And when he moved, the Bible says when he moved, immediately he was healed completely. He was healed completely. And Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and what? Walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. So the instance of the stronghold in the mind, was broken. This sick man was made whole. He was made whole because the Bible didn't say. Immediately Jesus spoke to him to rise up, take his bed and walk. He began to shift. He began to carry his left leg. He began to carry his right leg. And then his legs began to wobble. And he began to look for who to stand him up. No, the Bible never said that. The Bible said immediately the man was made whole. He wasn't prepared. He wasn't, practicing baby steps. He wasn't wobbling. His feet were strong immediately. Imagine somebody that has been lying down for 38 years. And just by the word of Jesus, rise, rise, rise. He received completeness in his body. Many of us are receiving this command now. Rise. Rise. Why do you have to arise? Because you have stayed in that location for too long. You have stayed in that situation for too long. You have carried that problem for too long. You have held on to this mental stronghold for too long. Rise. Until you rise, the chains will not fall. Until you rise, the chains will not be broken. Until you rise, the barriers will not give way. Rise! This same call is for each and every one of us who desire a miracle from the Lord Jesus. The instance of the word, the paralytic man was made whole. The Bible reveals that immediately he was whole. He was able to take up his bed that he laid on for 38 years and walked. He moved forward. Hallelujah. This makes us understand that when we are face to face with the mercy of God, the mercy of God, we're talking about Jesus. He is the one. He is that very man we always needed to help us. This sick man said, I have no man. He never knew that what needed was a man. The mighty man of valor. That miracle working God. What he needed was who? Jesus. Hallelujah. The mercy of God in the person of Jesus is the man we always need. The man we will always need. Hallelujah. So as a result of this, help is always on our side. He is the very present help. Help is always on our side. The mercy of God is always on our side. Hallelujah. Therefore, there is no room for excuses. Jesus, the mercy of God, who is the present help, has no room for excuses that one man, one thing, one system, whatever it is you have been looking up to has been failing you, has not been available for you, has been limited. Why look to the limited when you have the unlimited source by your side? Hallelujah. The mercy of God empowers and makes us take the move. 2024 is the year of God. It's the year of His goodness. It's the year of the move. You cannot arise and remain on the same spot. This man arose, took his bed, and left that location. He walked away. Now, next teaching, we're going to understand more about movement. But this paralytic man, once Jesus commanded, he rose up, he took his bed, and walked away. He didn't rise up, pick his bed, found another spot, and say, okay, let me just rest a while. Oh, no. Don't make the mistake. After the stronghold has been broken, then you still want to stay around where you were, you know, the environment that created that mental stronghold in you. It's an error. May that not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The mercy of God empowers us to take the move, to make the move. The move to liberty, the move to greatness, the move towards increase, the move to enlargement, the move to soundness of mind, the move to bliss in our marriages, bliss in our homes, the move to being a lender and not a borrower, to being a giver and not a beggar. God is calling us to arise. Arise. Arise, take everything that looks like your comfort zone where you are and move to greater heights, move into liberty, move into doing great works for the Lord, greater works for the Lord. Hallelujah. So somehow the environment might have planted these same excuses in you. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you're listening from. Maybe you too unconsciously have continued to make the statement, I have no man, especially in this climb we are in. You must know somebody. That is what is popularly known. You have to know somebody in that office. You have to know somebody in the system. You have to know somebody. You have to know somebody. You have to know somebody before so and so can happen for you. I beg your pardon. I beg to be exempted as a child of God. I have no excuses. Because Jesus, the mercy of God, is on my side. Hallelujah. Don't let this mindset hold you down. Break loose. Break loose. Break loose. Don't let this thing that the environment have planted in you, I have no man, to continue to bear fruit in you. Right now, if you will listen and obey, the mercy of God is before you, saying, rise up and move. Rise up and move. Will you arise and move? Drop the age-long excuses. Drop this age-long limitation that you have been holding on to, or that has pinned you down in the messy location. What are they? You know them. What are they? You know them. These things that have been pinning you down, they've overwhelmed you. You just feel so weak and incapable of letting loose. Hey, the mercy of God is crying out, rise and move. Hallelujah. Drop the headlong excuses and limitations. It is time to move. Your destiny is calling, and it's time to manifest. Move and begin to fulfill God's purpose for your life. We must move and begin to fulfill God's purpose for our life this year, 2024. In the name of Jesus, every limitations, every pinning force that has overwhelmed us, that have appeared too strong for us to overcome. In Calabraco Seketeliandaria, a Libregado Seketerima Mashatalia, a Leketeri Pacasotolia. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree we are loosed, we are free, we are made completely whole, we are able to arise, we are empowered to arise, and we move into fulfillment of purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Lamentations 3 from verse 22 to 23 about the mercy of God. He says, it is of the mercy of the Lord's mercy that we are not what? Consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. My brother, my sister, the reason why that limitation has not consumed you, the reason why that barrier, this age-long barrier, this mental stronghold has not consumed you, and you have come face to face, you have come to receive this kind of word from the mercy of God, it is because the mercy of God is prompting you to arise and take the move. The Lord's mercy, it is because of his mercy that we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. His mercies are before us, before our face every morning. Will you receive his command right now? Will you obey his command right now? You are empowered by his word to arise. 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 Don't think too much about it. Arise. Don't try to analyze the command. If the sick man began to analyze Jesus' command to arise, oh, he would have spent all his life by the pool of Bethesda. May you not spend on your life romancing that limitation. May you not spend all of your life petting that limitation. Break loose by receiving the command from the mercy of God. Break loose, rise up, and move. The miracle of Jesus at the pool of Bethesda also teaches us that when we are face to face with the mercy of God, which happens on a daily basis, according to the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, actions replaces the thoughts of self-pity. I have no man. It's self-pity. Stop singing that song. I have no man to help me. All I need is a man to help me. Stop singing that song. Begin to sing. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Because he is our help. He is the help. Hallelujah. Actions replaces thoughts of self-pity at the instance of receiving the command of the mercy of God. Strongholds, mental strongholds, are broken. They are shattered when you receive the command of the mercy of God. This was the same factor that was the cogent factor, the cogent reason that had held this sick man's reality for too long. I have no man was so cogent. He was so real to the man that even when mercy was speaking to him at first, all he thought of was that I have no man. You see what this mental struggle does? He blinds you from seeing the help. It blinds you from seeing mercy. May we be delivered from this blindness in the mighty name of Jesus. Thoughts of self-pity will continually keep one in this reality that there is need for a man. But when you are delivered from these thoughts of self-pity, you begin to embrace the all-sufficiency in the help. You begin to embrace the all-sufficiency in Jesus, the mercy of God. These mental strongholds wait too long for healing. They wait too long for healing. Imagine this man lying by this pool for 38 years. I mean, he wasn't born by the pool. So you can imagine how old he could have been. For him to be at that pool for 38 years. 38 years out of his life of you know, fulfilling the purpose of God for his life. Out. May we not waste our life and destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. When you listen to the call of mercy, you will receive it and fulfill destiny in a grand style in the name of Jesus. Some of these strongholds could seemingly be positive. Yeah? Some of these strongholds that keeps us, that denies us and puts us in a position of waiting too long for what is not meant to be long. They could appear positive, you know. I mean, to the man, to the flesh, it's a very good reason. I mean, it's a very good challenge. He really needs a man. Can't you see? His bones are weak. His ligaments are no longer functional. In fact, his muscles are lean. There is no way he can make a move. So he needs a man. Hey. But that notwithstanding, there are still strongholds. These are still strongholds that we must what? Pull down. Hallelujah. In this miracle case study, we see here that Jesus had to prompt this sick man. He had to prompt this sick man. Let's go over it again. He met the sick man lying by the pole, and Jesus asked the sick man, Do you want to get well? You know, you have been here for too long. Do you want to be healed? And he said, there's no one to help me. There's no one to help. I want to be healed. But the good thing is he knows what he wants. Unfortunately, some people, because they have, you know, developed the habit of mastering the mental strongholds and the effect of these mental strongholds, they have taken it as a natural lifestyle. But thank God this man, he didn't, you know, he has not gotten to the peak of it is my life. I will lay by this pool till my last breath, you know. And so for him to have told Jesus, I want to get well. I want to be healed. But there's no man. It means that he really desires healing. He wants to be loosed. Hallelujah. So Jesus prompted the sick man, being aware that he had stayed too long by the pool, staying there for healing, awaiting healing. This makes us understand that God is not happy when we stay too long waiting for our miracle. It is not the joy of Abba Father to see you not receiving what he has availed. Of what use is the provisions that he has made available to you, to him? Hallelujah. Like the psalmist says, what house do you want to build for him? What food do you want to give to him? When thousands of cattle on a thousand hills belongs to him. Hallelujah. If we are staying too long from receiving a miracle, God is not happy about it. This truth is also seen in the same way God was not happy when the Israelites stayed too long on the mountain in the book of Deuteronomy. You know, while they were meant to move forward into the promised land. The promised land is your location of liberty. The promised land is your location of productivity and fruitfulness. It's your location of increase, of multiplication, of being a giver, of being, you know, a lender, of bliss and pleasure, of healing and health. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 2 and verse 3, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. And if you look at the Hebrew word for long enough, is the word rab. Rab. And rab means more numerous than, much, many, greater than. These same synonyms, you know, explain the same word for being by the pool for too long. Hallelujah. So sometimes we don't know the effects of these mental strongholds that have been limiting us and preventing us from receiving what God has in store for us. The scriptures, therefore, admonishes us, okay? It aids our understanding that many of the questioning situations in our lives and the things we go through in life are promptings from Jesus to us to make us request for his mercy. Remember, as loving as our God is, he won't force anything on us. And that is why he made provisions for prompting for as many of us who are not proactive to become reactive, to ask, to begin to receive and appropriate the provisions that he has made available for us. Hallelujah. All we need is to heed to these promptings. All we need is to what? Listen to the voice of the mercy of God. Hear what the word of God says and get our miracle. All we need is to do what? Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of the mercy of God. Hear what his word is saying. Listen to his command and get your miracle. Aside from the fact that the sick man did not know who Jesus was, the confusion of the pool of Bethesda, you know, as we've learned in previous lessons, had so messed up his mind that even when he was face to face with the mercy of God, he could not give a straight answer. The sick man could not give a straight answer. He could not give a straight answer. Hallelujah. Oh, may that not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. May that not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. That will be face to face with the mercy of God. And we will not be able to say exactly what we want. If this is the situation, then entreating the mercy of God will be a difficult task. This is what mental strongholds can do to a man. It did it to the man at the pool of Bethesda. It can do it to any man. Mental strongholds mess up the mind. Mental strongholds mess up the emotional seats, the emotional intelligence of a man. And it can be so messed up that it will take the mercy of God for a man to not miss his moments. We will not miss our moments in the name of Jesus. I say you will not miss your moment in the mighty name of Jesus. When you have mental strongholds messing up your mind, it can make you miss your moment of lifting. It can make you miss your moment of healing. It can make you miss that moment you ought to arise. Your moment of breakthrough. Even though mercy is standing right before you. Face to face with mercy. This is why we must cast down mental strongholds. We must entreat the mercy of God. And at the same time, remain in the physical location of mercy. When you abide in Christ, when you have this mental stronghold broken, pulled down from you, abide in Christ. Abide in Christ. Because as we previously understood, mental strongholds are products of our environment. If you don't change environment and abide in Christ, and have Christ as your new environment, may the mental stronghold not return like the seven sons of Sceva suffered. Hallelujah. We must cast down mental strongholds. We must entreat the mercy of God. And at the same time, remain in Christ. Remain in the location of mercy. When we get all of this done, even when we do not know how to get our anticipated miracle, Jesus will give it to us. This sick man at the pool of Bethesda, after crying, "I have no man," came to terms with the fact that mercy is before him. And this time around, when Jesus told him, "Rise up, take up your bed," he didn't complain. "I'm telling you, sir, didn't you listen to me? I said, I need a man. So if you want to help me, come and stand by my side and let's wait together for the pool." No. I mean, like my pastor will always, sarcastically make the statement, some people are the one holding mental strongholds, while some, the mental stronghold is holding them. And he says, when mental stronghold is holding you, your deliverance is easier than when you are the one holding mental stronghold. Can you imagine the man telling Jesus, "Oh, all I need is a man. I've just told you all I need is a man, and you're telling me to rise up. How will I rise up? You come and help me up," you know? But at the command, it means his heart was open. He came to terms that this is a different voice. I mean, this is a powerful voice. This command I must not miss. And he obeyed. As soon as he obeyed, strength came to him. He was empowered and made completely whole. I mean, it's one thing for you to be healed. It's another thing for you immediately to even, be able to wrap your bed and walk. Learn to entreat the mercy of God. And as he speaks, act immediately. When Jesus says, "Arise, arise." Don't take a little break. Don't hold on a while. Arise. Hallelujah. So when we get to all this done, to get our anticipated miracle, Jesus is all that we need. It doesn't matter our limitations. Jesus will give it to us when we entreat. This is because Jesus wants us to know what we want from him. Until the man knew what he needed from Jesus, the command, "Arise, rise and take up your bed," did not come. If it wasn't necessary, when Jesus passed and saw him, he would have told him, "Man, rise up, take up your bed and walk." He wouldn't have interviewed him. But look, Jesus wanted us to see the impact of mental strongholds and the possibility that you can break loose from it and receive your healing. Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to know what we want from him, not basically how to get what we want from him. If you analyze how you want your miracle to get done, you won't get your miracle. If you try to strategize how you want the breakthrough to happen, you will not see it. It doesn't work that way. Why? The how of a miracle is the job of the mercy of God. The how of the miracle is the job of Jesus. The what of the miracle is our business. It's the job of a man. Just know what you want. Know what you want from the mercy of God. They are new every morning. The mercies of God are new every morning. So every morning, know what you want from God. Desire a miracle every morning. Know what you want from God. Lay demands on the new mercies on a daily basis by knowing what you want. Hallelujah. You see that you sleep over it, but when you wake up in the morning, know what you want to demand from the mercy of God that is new for the new day. Hallelujah. Let us do our own job and allow Jesus to do his job. Don't try to strategize. Don't try to think about how the miracle will happen. Leave it for the miracle working God. What you need to do is know what you want. The reason why many have not received their miracle is because the miracle they want is the one their neighbor has just received, and they want it the same way their neighbor have just received it. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Know what you want from God. And this is not informed. This information does not come from what others have, just received from the Lord. Because every man's process is different. Oh, yes, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimonies. The testimonies of others are meant to what? Boost our faith. But not for us to say, God, the same way you did it for A, I want you to do it for B. So the same way the man's feet were straightened, I want mine to be straightened the same way. Let me feel the same experience. Oh, please, stop limiting yourself. Face your business. Your business is to know what you want from Jesus. Your business is to know what you want from mercy. And let mercy do his job. Let us do our job and allow Jesus to do his. When we do our job, that is, knowing what miracle we want from him, from mercy, listening and obedience will also be a sweatless act. When you know what you ought to know, where as regards entreating the mercy of God, whatsoever instruction he gives to you, will be what? Sweatlessly, acted upon by you. Little wonder why the sick man by the poolside didn't argue about rise, take up your bed. Because at the instance of the word, he was empowered to do it. So when you entreat the mercy of God, knowing what you want from him, when the command comes, you will be empowered to do that command. Some people have taken some steps towards their miracle. Others have copied the same step and got nothing. We must stop the copywriting, and train our ears to hear his voice. Discipline ourselves to entreat his mercy. And if others receive his attention, received their command and got the wholeness, you too can. Hallelujah. Knowing what miracle we want from Jesus, listening and obedience will be a sweatless action for us. Therefore, live with this understanding, live with this knowledge, and keep this truth. That you must allow Jesus to do his job. Allow Jesus to do his job. Face your own job. Know what it is you should entreat. Know what it is you should go for. and allow Jesus to do his job. The Bible says in the book of John 13 to 15, it says, "And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place." Okay? "Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." You see, the reason why I said you must abide in Christ, so that you don't fall a victim of what the seven sons of Sceva suffered. Jesus also said it. Sin no more. Don't go to that environment that, you know, possessed you with that mental stronghold, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Verse 15 says, "The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole." This sick man never knew who Jesus was before then. This sick man never knew the voice of Jesus. And after he got healed, he still didn't know who Jesus was. He never knew. He never knew. Hallelujah. But Jesus, the person of God's mercy, knows each and every one of us. Even if you do not know him. And with this knowledge, he wants to give you that desired miracle. Isn't it interesting to know that Jesus wants to give miracle even to the unsaved? The sick man who was healed did not know Jesus by name. He didn't know him by person. Yes, he was sick. He was paralyzed. But he wasn't blind. So if Jesus had been passing by and he never saw Jesus, he never took notice of Jesus, it meant it was a serious problem. He never knew Jesus. He never knew who healed him. Same he wants to do for all who knows him and those who do not know him. Whether saved or unsaved, Jesus still wants to reach out and give you your desired miracle. What is your desired miracle? What is your desired miracle? What are your desires from God this year, 2024? You must know your words. You must be precise with your words. You must be intentional about your words and focus on them, so that when mercy comes, when mercy calls, you will not be jittering. You will not be talking here and there instead of hitting it at the point. If you do not know Jesus, I will want to know him. Please, I implore you, now is the time. I want you to say these words with me. Say, "Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. Today I confess my sins and entreat your mercy. I believe that you died for my sins and rose again. And because of your finished work, I believe I am free from darkness. I believe I am free from sin. I believe I am free from every shackles. I believe I'm free from every mental stronghold. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my life. Rule and reign eternally. This I pray in faith. In the name of Jesus. Amen." Father, thank you for these ones who have made this choice, who has made this call, who has made this cry. I ask, O Lord, that they will remain in you eternally, in the mighty name of Jesus. I implore you at this moment that you locate a local church to fellowship with other believers, a Bible-believing church where you will be taught and grow in the Word of God, and remain connected to Grace Life Komi podcast, where you'll be raised into completeness in God. Amen. I want us to pray this prayer before we close. And that prayer is, Lord, help me to know what miracle I want. I'm talking about knowing what is expedient. Ask the Lord earnestly, help me to know what miracle I want.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. You can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.